This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for joining us on this show today. Today, we're going to be talking about an issue that has always been important to me. If you've been following us on Fed Access, you know that veteran issues are always very, very important to me. I'm a veteran, and of course, but, you know, with that dynamic, beyond me being a veteran, we owe veterans a service of you know, being out there. They've sacrificed. They've been out there on the front line. They have fought the wars for us. They try to protect our country. And as they're coming back, we want to make sure that they're getting employed, that they're starting businesses, that they are living a fulfilling life after service. So we're going to be talking about that today. Today, I got the pleasure to have on the American Legion. They have been around for a long time. A veteran service organization that's been around for a very, very long time. And we've got Mark Walker on the line. He's deputy director of their economic division, and they've had just a big conference and a number of different things going on to help veterans. We'll be talking about that. We also have Philip Sella on the line with us, and he is a regular guest at Fed Access now, but he's a program manager of a program called the VA Accelerator. It's a program out of the Department of Veteran Affairs focused in on veteran employment and entrepreneurship and teaching them the skills in order to be employed the correct way and also to help them start businesses. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on Fed Access.
Good to be here, Derek.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to start off with you. American Legion, one, you know, and I want to kind of break this down because we have a number of different veterans, but we also have people who are non-veterans who are also maybe helping veterans. Talk to us about what the Legion does. You guys have been around for a long time, and then kind of go into with the economic division. What are you responsible for in terms of helping veterans?
Well, the American Legion has been around since 1919, and we're very proud of sort of our work within the communities, local areas. We have over 14,000 posts that are there to help veterans and their families to sort of transition, as well as to find employment opportunities, education, things of that nature, to just build up strong communities. I'm sure you've heard of Legion Baseball. We scholarship kids. So a lot of things we do for veterans, but also just communities as a whole. Now, what I do in our National Headquarters Office in Washington, D.C., is to make sure that from the federal government standpoint, that there's veteran programs that are actively funded, that are producing sort of the effect that they're intended to do. So we keep a watchful eye on veteran programs, make sure that the funding, that they're working well. And so that's what we do from the D.C. office. But we also do employment workshops. We do small business development workshops for veterans who are looking to establish or expand their businesses within the federal government. So we also do job skills, sort of articulating what you've done in the service to sort of cross that over into the civilian workforce. So all these things that has to do with the economic of the well-being of the veteran, we have our hands in here at our Washington, D.C. office.
You know, you guys just had a big convention, big conference out in Houston, I believe, and you had a number of different employers. And I think one of the big pieces of that was talking about veteran employment and entrepreneurship. Tell us about what was going on at that major event. I think even the vice president came down and spoke at that.
Yes, Vice President Biden did come down and speak to us about sort of the issues and importance of America keeping veterans at the forefront of priorities to make sure that obviously they're educated, that they're employed, that they're able to start businesses to sort of lead that successful life that they had on active duty. During the convention, we had employment workshops. We had empowerment sessions to sort of inform active duty service members and veterans about what's out there, what are employers looking for, what do you need to do, where they're at, what's sort of the high-demand industries, as well as we also had a two-day Women Veteran Business Course that was sponsored with SBA along with Syracuse University, sort of creating that curriculum for that. So, again, the American Legion wants to make sure that these men and women have opportunities to do what they want to do, to have that level of success and quality of life as they transition. As you know, the economy is still sort of volatile, still sort of slowly growing, so it's hard on all Americans. But we just want to make sure that veterans, in their unique challenges, has the information and the knowledge in order to navigate all that's going on in the civilian workforce. So we've been excited and proud that the private sector, the public sector, everyone sort of has joined us with us to sort of help this group sort of to get on that path.
You know, and looking at the situation and you know, seeing that there are a number of private sector companies out there who are coming on board, you know, what are we seeing in terms of the state of veteran employment right now? I mean, you know, do you feel good as the Legion, as you know, as you're representing a number of different veterans? I mean, do you feel good, or do you feel like, hey, we're on our way? Do you feel like, hey, there's a lot more work to do? What's the state that you see?
Well, I think we're obviously glad that the economy is slowly growing, but we still have a huge and serious concern about the national employment rate of 7.3. Right now, our Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are at 10%. So that's an issue where our veterans have an above the national average of unemployment. So we want to make sure that that changes. Historically, veterans have done better than non-veterans historically. We want to make sure that the pockets of veterans, the younger veterans who maybe didn't have civilian workforce before they went in or didn't get a chance to finish their education once they're in, as they transition, that younger group, 18 to 24, is having more difficulties than some of those veterans who are educated or have more experience. So, as well as we're seeing sort of that older veteran, that older Vietnam-era veteran who sort of may need to be retrained or have, due to the economy, so the new manufacturing, this new global workforce has sort of lost employment and trying to kind of get back in the fold. So there's these groups within our that demographic of veterans that's having some issues, and we're trying to sort of make sure that that's being heard and being dealt with in a positive way.
Philip, let me touch on you. You've been, you know, following this issue, and you've served in the National Guard, still serving the National Guard, but then you also are now also doing this program with the VA and really working on the VA Accelerator. Talk to us about the VA Accelerator. What are you doing with your program? And it sounds as if even, you know, the kind of like programs like what the Legion is doing, you know, and other, because Mark, the Legion is a veteran service organization, right? A VSO, right? Am I correct in saying that?
Correct. We're okay. Federally chartered by the United States government.
Roger that. And so with all of that, and you know, when you have these VSOs who are doing this kind of work, I mean, when you look at the VA and the VA Accelerator, what are you guys doing? And you know, how do we partner these things up?
Well, Derek, thanks for having me on. The VA Accelerator is quite a unique program, and the VA has taken the lead on it in developing a program that can reach out to the veterans no matter where they are or what their schedule is. And what we're working on is we provide those foundational skills for both self-employment and employment. And we've been able to launch a lot of successful businesses through the VA Accelerator. And working with the VSOs, what we've been able to do is utilize the local resources. As Mark had mentioned, there's a lot of chapters scattered out through the United States. And those local chapters can provide some of the landing places or landing points for the veterans as they want to reintegrate back into their community.
You know, I have been on the VA Accelerator site. Your program is very much so, hey, let's try to make this web-based, as you mentioned, to try to make sure that veterans can log on no matter where they are, whether it be a tablet or on a computer, and then they can go through, I mean, and describe the process. I mean, going through courses, going through, you know, interview. I mean, what do they have on there?
Well, the VA Accelerator is a blended learning environment. They not only have courses, but webinars and mentorship, and they tie all those resources together in a blended learning environment. And what we found is the veterans really like the accessibility of it, because some of them are trying to increase their skills for employment. Some of them are working on self-employment. And what we've been able to do is, with this blended learning environment, is really reach out to the veteran no matter where they are.
You know, in this right here, as we're looking at the dynamic of self-employment, Mark, is that one of the Legion's goals right there also, to kind of really focus in on, you know, we talk about veteran employment, but is that also one of the Legion's goals to help people, or help veterans, I should say, start businesses?
Yeah, it is. We actually formed within the American Legion a small business task force where we have veteran and service-disabled veteran business owners who are scattered across the country who sort of help us with sort of policy, the day-to-day workings of what's going on within the federal government. You know, what are the challenges, what are the successes of contracting with the federal government, as well as they help mentor folks who come through our organization, as well as teach some of our small business development workshops that we have. So we noticed that, I think we said stats around 20-25% of veterans who transition are looking to start businesses. So that's a nice group that actually want to get into business, and we sort of help them in that process of contracting with the federal government.
You know, you just mentioned that you have a number of different areas around the United States. I want to talk about that because I think sometimes people, you know, think about everything being so D.C.-based, but really a lot of veterans are returning back home to Michigan, Missouri, to other places, and, you know, parts in the Midwest, West, and the South. And we kind of need to talk about, like Philip just mentioned, these landing spots, and it sounds like there is a place where people can land with the Legion and VSOs. I want to talk about that. We got to take a quick break. We're talking to about Veteran Affairs right now. We're talking about a number of different issues, but we're talking to Mark Walker. He is the Deputy Director of the Economic Division at the American Legion, and you can find American Legion's website at legion.org. You can find it there. We're also talking to Philip Sella. He is the Program Manager for the VA Accelerator. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program. You can find that website at vaaccelerator.com. Purpose is to help veterans get employed and help veterans to get entrepreneurship. That's our focus on Fed Access today. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we are talking about veteran issues. We are talking about veteran employment, what I call the double E, veteran employment and veteran entrepreneurship, helping veterans when they're coming back and making this transition back into the civilian workforce, helping them get good jobs. For veterans who have been out there for quite some time, whether it be a Gulf War, Vietnam era veterans, or whoever the case is, you know, if they're out there trying to start businesses or need to help get employment, same thing. Any veteran who's out there who served, we want to make sure that they are taken care of and that they are prospering in this economy. We're talking to Mark Walker. He is the Deputy Director of Economic Division at the American Legion. You can find him at legion.org. And we also have Philip Sella here in studio with us, and he is the Program Manager for the VA Accelerator, a program out of the Department of Veteran Affairs focused in on providing courses, mentorship, and other things on employment and entrepreneurship. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com. Hey, Mark, when we talk about the Legion, is it chapters or do you have things in every state? I mean, how does that break out in terms of the Legion?
Yeah, we actually do. We call our Legion post.
Okay,
There's over 14,000 of those across the country, and it's just where we sort of have an imprint on the community. So at our post, the information that a veteran would need, whether they're trying to understand their benefits, we have what we call Department Service Officers, where they will help veterans with disability claims, as well as if you're looking for a job. Those folks at the post level, those legionnaires there, will be able to help them navigate, see what's going on in their local communities, what are local resources. If they need emergency funds of that nature, they would have those local resources to know who to call and help with social services, all those things that a veteran might need at that local level. So it's good that we're in every nook and cranny of America, which gives us sort of ability to assist, as well as know what's going on, to be able to go back to Congress and to the federal government, say, this is what's going on, these are the programs or services that are out there. However, these are some things that we're hearing from our folks at the local level, and these need to be changed and or added to in order to successfully help these folks transition.
You know, if somebody was listening to this and they were a veteran and say, hey, listen, I'm not a member of the Legion, can they walk into a post and get assistance?
They sure can. What we do, for instance, I told you about disability claims, those things are free of charge. You can call us as a veteran and say, look, I'm looking for help, I'm looking for this, how do I get here, you know, what are federal jobs, what's the difference, what are some things that are going on, and those folks at the post level will be able to assist. So you do not need to be a member of our organization for us to help you.
Now, as a person kind of walks in, you kind of mentioned kind of you have people on scene who are there, and these representatives who are out there who say, listen, when a person comes in, it's almost kind of like sitting down with a counselor or somebody, and the veteran can basically say, hey, these are my issues, how can you help me? Is that the way it goes?
Exactly, yeah. You can call and say, you can either call or find a local post. Again, that information is on legion.org, and just ask for anything that you're looking for. Again, we're there to help, to sort of guide in the direction, and again, different sort of posts may focus on different programs, whether it's children and youth or Americanism programs or education, employment. All these different posts may have a different niche about what we do as a whole organization, but all those folks will be able to help that veteran to make sure they understand where their benefits are, who they need to talk to, as well as here at our national headquarters office, both in D.C. as well as Indianapolis. So, again, we're here to serve and to make sure that veterans know what's out there and sort of understand what has to happen for them to have success.
One other thing in terms of that, Mark, are these representatives that you have who are working with these veterans, are they in front of computers where they can kind of show the veteran and say, listen, go to this site, go here. These are the resources that you need to be taking a look at, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that, you know, are they really kind of proactive in that dynamic?
Yeah, again, a lot of our posts are I couldn't sit here and say every post has a computer at their post, but they have the information and numbers in order to help that happen. As well as we have brochures and pamphlets and materials that are at our posts that we can give out to sort of help that as well. So in anything that we need to do, they have the sort of information to help. Again, we're 2.4 million million members. These folks are volunteers. These folks have served, have been to war, have came home, and they want to continue to serve, and they want to make sure that these folks who are coming back, particularly these younger veterans, have what they need in order to be successful. And that's what we're here for.
You know, Philip, as you listen to this and you got the VA Accelerator and you know, the reach of the Legion and other organizations who are the VSOs, you know, there are a number of different VSOs who are, like Mark mentioned, these volunteers who are out there trying to help out and really get the information in the veterans' hands. When we kind of think about the VA Accelerator in terms of, you know, veterans being able to access, you know, I almost think about, you know, this is one of those things where you have all these different programs. A veteran representative should be able to say, hey, the VA Accelerator somewhere you should go to, and then that veteran goes online and then, you know, starts using those courses and everything like that. I mean, in the ideal world, as we're trying to help veterans, would that be something that we see, especially as veterans are spread out across the United States, I should say. Is that something that the VA is focused in on?
Well, Derek, one of the things that's always been a challenge is that the veterans are confused in a lot of ways with there's a lot of resources out there, but the resources are scattered around. And the VA itself is in 57 regions. That's all the way across the United States, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, but it's broken down in 57 regions. And within inside those 57 regions, there's going to be multiple American Legion posts. So certainly the VA Accelerator could be one of those programs that's tied in with the American Legion where they can talk about what the VA has to offer in helping with entrepreneurship and employment. And then the one of the unique things that the American Legion has is they also have those mentors and advisors there that also can help them seek the local opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds as if it, you know. And would you say this, Mark? I mean, is it so much information? Do you ever find that veterans are getting overwhelmed? You know, there's so many different services out there, and people don't know exactly who to go to. I mean, you know, I'm a veteran, and sometimes I find it overwhelming.
Yeah, we do hear that. It's just a lot going on. And I think on one side of the coin, it's a good thing. People actually want to help veterans. I think that's a good thing. But it can be confusing. So we try to make sure that when we talk to folks that we sort of simplify what's going on, what they need to do, whether it's benefits, employment, education, small business development. We try to make sure we could talk to them and see what's actually going on to help them sort of to see that unique program that they may not be able to find. Or, you know, we've always known that the federal government, so outreach has always been an issue. So we still see veterans that still don't know what's out there. So I've talked to veterans all the time, and a veteran says, I said, did you go to your job center? There, at the job center, there's a veteran representative that are there just for veterans to help you find employment or training opportunities. And they'll say, oh, I didn't know. So there still is this sort of so much out there, but we still hear one thing is I may be confused, but another thing we still hear, I didn't know it was there. I didn't know I had that benefit. Mm-hmm. So it's a quandary in some ways.
You know, with all of that, and Phil, you're a veteran. I mean, you know, we've all kind of been in these different dynamics. And Mark, you're dealing with, the, you know, veterans on a daily basis and everything else. You know, with all of that, do you hear – is it sometimes when you're talking about veterans and you know, not knowing certain things, is there a certain level of pride that veterans are you know, sometimes going through that they don't want to go in and ask for those services? You know, do you find that to be the case, Mark?
I do. It is very hard for those of us who've been in service that, you know, we go to the military, we get through basic, we go through training, and we do 4, 6, 10, 15, 20 years, and we get to a place that we get out, and we've always been told to take the hill, and there's nothing that can stop us, and we take the hill, and we get out, and we need help, and it's kind of like, whoa, I've never been here before that I had to need that type of help. And then if I'm not around a veteran community or not attached to other veterans that I can sort of help, and it can be quite difficult because, again, a part of what we do, we also deal with homeless veterans. And it's hard for someone to get to a point before they get sort of before they go off the cliff to ask for help before they get there. So we're trying to make sure that there is nothing wrong with asking for help because you've earned your benefit. No veteran wants a handout. You've earned it. So we want to make sure that you feel okay with going to the VA, making sure what benefits are out there, coming to a VSO to receive assistance. That is not a sign of weakness. That's just being smart, and you've earned those benefits.
I need to take a quick break, Phil. I want to come back to you when we first get back on after the break because you've had a unique experience even coming out of the National Guard being deployed. And I also want to maybe talk to the Legion in terms of saying, are you guys really, you know, talking to the National Guard and Reserve? Because that seems to be an area now that, you know, it has been very much pulled away in these past, you know, 10 years, 12 years of war that we've been dealing with. And a lot of people are coming back and after their guard duty or reserve duty and sometimes not having the same kind of job opportunities or may have a small business that now has floundered. You know, how do we deal with these situations? I'm going to talk to both of you about that when we come back. We're talking about veteran issues, veteran employment, and veteran entrepreneurship issues. We're talking to the American Legion. Mark Walker, he's Deputy Director of the Economic Division of the American Legion. You can find the American Legion's information at legion.org. We're also talking to Philip Sella. He is the program manager of the VA Accelerator. You can find them at the VAAccelerator.com. It's a program out of the VA focused in on employment entrepreneurship. You can get on there, log on, take courses, get mentorship and other things that will help you get employed and help you also maybe start a business if you want to or grow your business if you're looking at that. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about veteran employment and veteran entrepreneurship, two important issues to me. We've got all of us are veterans on the phone right now, have served in different branches, and we all know the issues that veterans are dealing with. But all of us have this in our heart that we want to see our fellow veterans succeed. If they're having any kind of problems as they're coming out of transition, we want to make sure that we get past them. If somebody's out there homeless and a veteran, we want to make sure they get off the streets and they are back on their feet working and doing whatever the case is, but living a prosperous life. We're talking to Mark Walker. He is the Deputy Director of the Economic Division at the American Legion. And we're also talking to Philip Sella. He is a program manager of the VA Accelerator, a VA Department of Veteran Affairs program focusing on entrepreneurship and employment. Phil, I want to go to you real quick. You know, you had this unique experience in terms of being a veteran who was called away. You got your small bit, you know, you came out of the business sector. You've been in National Guard. I mean, talk to us about that because you had a unique experience of being a small business owner who had to leave your business, you know, after 9/11 and everything else. And you served in Special Forces and you're gone and you can't, you know, you're not, you're how did you deal with that?
Well, Derek, that's challenging because there's a lot of guardsmen and reservists have small businesses, and I myself was caught up for over 4 years after 9/11 on three different deployments and 13 months of the time as a patient of Walter Reed. So the challenge is for the businesses is a lot of these businesses is that how do you is putting the mechanisms in place for that business to survive while you're deployed.
You know, with all of that, and did you feel when you came back, did you feel like the VA or did you feel like there were a number of organizations out there to help or did you feel like you were kind of lost in the wind somewhere? I mean,
I had some, you know, challenges. One of them was that there was a large business on the federal contracting side that preyed upon my business once I deployed. So the government doesn't provide a safety net in any way for you. You have to build that safety net yourself as a small business. And that's challenging. When you have a small business and have employees, it adds a whole new dimension to the situation when the president of the company is in some foreign country.
You know, Mark, when you do you hear a lot of stories like that? I mean, especially for people who have had to get deployed, that they come back and things are not the same. Or, you know, we talk about ESGR and we've had them on the show. But do you hear these horror stories sometimes?
We actually do. The director of our National Economic Division is actually Army Reserve as well. He's actually in training in California right now. So his being a reservist, as well as talking to folks that he sees, some of the things that you've mentioned and Phil's mentioned is very prevalent. So we want to make sure, again, is how do we sort of urge Congress and the federal government to talk about how can we be creative in ways that make sure these men and women don't lose their businesses and sort of can stay prosperous as they're overseas protecting our country. So we're in the midst of trying to figure out what are the best ways of that, talking to different folks, talking to our business leaders, talking to Congress, talking to the private sector, see what can happen these folks, these men and women, can kind of come home and not be concerned as they serve our country.
You know, and both of your thoughts, do we need more legislation? I mean, no, we're already legislation heavy, but do we need more legislation? I mean, do we need, is this a new bill that needs to be passed for more veterans protection? I mean, would that be the solution in terms of, you know, getting this out there to make sure that if a veteran leaves, I mean, we already have supposed employment protection and that works to a degree, but is that where we need to go? Mark?
Well, I think that's something that's on the table for us with the American Legion. Again, how we work is we work through our commission, and for us to sort of move in a certain way, we're sort of a resolution-based organization. So mm-hmm. we have to sort of create from the local level sort of resolutions that are passed from the department level all the way up to national so we actually can go and have a position on Capitol Hill. But those are the things that we're looking at to make sure that we can shore up some of these gaps that are being spoken about. So we'll definitely look into that, and we have looked into it, and we're just trying to figure out what are the best ways to do that so we can create some legislation that is helpful and not have a lot of sort of unintended consequences.
Mark, you came out of it, and when you transitioned out, what branch of service, how was your transition, you know, going out of the service? Who did you serve with, and how did you make your transition?
Well, I served for about 6 years in the United States Air Force. So mm-hmm. It's a daunting process. And again, I wasn't physically harmed in any way. I came out of the service. I hadn't finished my degree yet. So I was in a position where all I knew was the United States Air Force, and they train you well. I felt like I was equipped. But it is a different world in corporate America. There is a different mentality. You know, in the service, you tend to think teamwork. We go together, mission accomplished together. Corporate America has another view. It's more about how I need to differentiate myself from you in order to get a position, to get promoted. So there's a lot of things that – and then you don't have the networking base that someone who's already out that had. I didn't create a networking base, and I didn't have a college network or alumni. So there are things that are challenges that service members have that transition that a lot of people don't think about. So the military was absolutely the best decision I made, but coming out, there's a disconnect between what I did in service and how does that transition over, and a lot of the civilian sector has no idea of sort of how to bridge that gap. And so those are some of the challenges that I felt, and it took a while for me to transition and sort of get going.
What did you do in the Air Force? For you to be doing what you're doing now, seems like you took a very, very different path. I mean, the Air Force definitely provided you those skill sets and everything else, but it seemed as if you found some footing and then got yourself, you know, either through corporate America or working in nonprofits or whatever, and worked your way up to this area. I mean, how did you go about doing that?
Well, when I came out, I was an inventory management specialist in the Air Force, and so that's sort of, a billion terms would be logistics. So I came out, and I thought, wow, you know, what am I going to do? And I just, again, I came out, started school, you know, got into school, and just sort of worked my way up, finished my degree, actually start teaching high school. So I came up, started teaching, got my degree, started teaching. So that helped me sort of to get into sort of the workforce, sort of give back, quote-unquote, again, teaching, giving back to my community, mm-hmm. and I kind of built from there. But, again, it's all about who you meet, networking, being mentored, you know, finishing. You know, we talk a lot about there's a million veterans, including their families, that are using the post-9/11 GI Bill right now. We want to make sure that those men and women just don't start, but they complete, because that is the part that we need to make sure that these men and women, there's programs and services on these campuses, that they can finish their degree so they can have the opportunities and the doors open for them as they transition, because without it, it's just a lot more challenging. So, you know, finishing the degree, being mentored, getting the network, learn how to network, talk to folks, that's kind of how it kind of helped you move up.
Philip, you had a similar situation in terms of, you know, you, I think, if I remember your story, you got into the National Guard and came in enlisted first, and then you were working out. And I mean, talk about your, because you had a long road to starting your business and being in the National Guard and everything else. I mean, what was your experience?
Well, in some ways, similar to similar marks, I was enlisted initially, and after I finished my enlistment or transitioned my enlistment, because part of the transition was to be in the Guard Reserve, is that I went to school, and but I, you know, I had a skill that wasn't even as easily to map over as Mark's. Mine was in attack helicopters, so not too many civilian employers have
attack
helicopters. So it was maybe now. So, but what the VA Accelerator focuses on is one of the things that Mark was talking about, is those transitional skills and those core or foundational skills for commercial employment. The Employment Accelerator that VA has provides those skills, and then you're able to build upon those skills, and then the entrepreneurships, there's multiple entrepreneurship tracks, whether you want to start your own, do your own thing, or you want to go into franchising, there's multiple entrepreneurship tracks for the veterans.
You know, with all of that, you guys both talked about this you know, mentorship. I'm hearing that mentorship and networking a lot. We got to take a quick break. In our last segment, I really do want you guys to kind of give a couple more tips. Both of you guys are success stories in terms of trying to make that, you know, transition. You know, Mark, you came from a long way, Air Force, now to your role as Deputy Director, Economic Division, teaching and everything else. Phil, you came, you know, through enlisted, became an officer, now have your own business and everything else. You're working with the VA, with the VA Accelerator. You're doing a number of different things. Both of you have these success stories. What I'd like to take the last segment and do is, you know, because I think this provides a veteran some level of hope that, you know, I can do it. A lot of times you come back. You get you may be frustrated, sometimes get disgruntled, maybe things are not happening as quick as you think they should be happening, but you know, you can do it, and maybe we can provide some insight of how to do it and then go from there. We're talking about veteran employment and veteran entrepreneurship. We're talking about getting veterans back on their feet, getting them back working, getting them starting businesses, getting them moving in an economic direction that is very, very positive. We're talking to the American Legion, Mark Walker. He's Deputy Director of the Economic Division at American Legion. You can find them at legion.org. We're talking to Philip Sella. He is the program manager of the VA Accelerator. You can find them at vaaccelerator.com. It's the Department of Veteran Affairs program that's out there to focus in on veteran employment, veteran entrepreneurship. We'll be taking a quick break. You're listening to Fed Access on Federal News Radio. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about veteran issues, very, very important issues. I mean, I know there's a number of different things our country is dealing with, but we cannot forget the veterans. We cannot, even as we think about possible war actions in other countries, whether it be Syria, whatever the case is, it's going to be the military who's going to have to make the sacrifices to be out there. So we always have to make sure that we honor those who have served and have sacrificed and have been out there on the front line, no matter what they have done, no matter what branch they have been in. But we're talking about when they finish their service, we want to make sure that they get jobs. We want to make sure that they're able to start businesses. We want to make sure that they're successful. We're talking to the American Legion, talking to Mark Walker. He's Deputy Director of the Economic Division at the American Legion. Again, you can find a number of their programs and services at legion.org. We're talking to Philip Sella. He is a program manager of the VA Accelerator, and you can find them at vaaccelerator.com, a program where if you're a veteran, and both of these organizations, if you're a veteran, you can use them. There's no other requirements. You just have to be a veteran. You can use these programs, get mentorship, get education, get help with benefits, get all kind of things. The VA Accelerator provides certain, you know, courses and teaches certain skills that's going to help you in a business environment or getting employed and everything else. Mark, I know you guys have a homeless initiative. What are we seeing in terms of homeless veterans? I mean, we're even seeing Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who are now homeless. What's going on? How are we dealing with this?
Well, obviously, we just think that, you know, one homeless veteran is too many. We just think that you know, there needs to be and has been a priority for these homeless veterans. I think VA, along with HUD and Department of Labor, folks are doing a good job in that direction. As you know, Secretary Shinseki said when he came on board that he was going to, the VA put a line in the sand and says, we're going to eliminate veteran homelessness by 2015. And, you know, we're a little bit over halfway through, and there has been a significant decline, you know, 17.2% since 2009. You know, VA and HUD has a partnership where, you know, HUD provides the sort of Section 8 housing, VA provides sort of the intensive case management services, sort of wraparound services to make sure that as you house a homeless veteran, they can get sort of the counseling, the treatment, and all that they need in order to succeed and stay housed. So we actually are a partner with this. We actually love the fact that VA and Congress and the administration said this needs to be taken care of. Our folks who have served honorably do not need to be sleeping on the bridge or in cars or just couch surfing. So I like the fact of what they're doing. There's been a lot of more. It's unprecedented funding, $1.4 billion for homeless veterans for programs. So it is it's a dynamic time. It's a national priority. So we feel good in the sense of things are moving in the right direction. With anything, there can be improvements. And right now, it's just about implementation, making sure that that homeless veteran with their unique challenges gets the right support where they're at when they need it. So if I need long-term help, I shouldn't be put in a short-term program. If I need short-term help, I shouldn't be put in a long-term program. So it's about making sure that we, all the resources that are out there, are used adequately, that we can get these men and women off the street. So there's a lot of excitement around what's going on. We have a concern about folks who are coming out. You know, 1.5 million service members are coming out in the next 5 years. So we're trying to make sure that the folks who are coming out can get jobs so they don't end up on the extreme end of being homeless. So, but things are moving in the right direction.
You know, I want to hit you. We got a few minutes left. I want to, your best advice, and I'm going to start off with you, Mark, and then hit you, Philip. Your best advice in terms of a veteran who's coming, you know, coming out, or honestly, I mean, I think we got to get it before a veteran comes out, before, you know, while they're in the service, you know, from your experiences, what should you be doing? If you're listening, you're in the service right now, or you're that veteran who's making that transition, what should you be doing in order to get on the right track and make sure that you don't fall through the cracks? Mark.
Well, one is, if I'm still on active duty, one is I need a short-term, long-term plan. What I mean by that is, what do you plan on doing once you get out? And you need to assess how much you need to make in order to have the same sort of comfort level that you have while on service. I mean, a lot of times we come out, we don't assess what are the high demand industries, what's going on, what are the jobs of the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years are, and we don't really realize how much we need in order to maintain our quality of life that we presently have. So I will look into where are the jobs, what are the high growth industries, what states would I mind living in, am I going back to where I'm from, or I'm staying where I'm stationed at, or am I willing to move? So all these things you need to line up, and if you need license certifications, make sure you understand your post-9/11 education benefits. You need to start lining up and begin to network. If you have friends in service or friends who are veterans or again, VSOs, American Legion, VFW, other folks, you can make sure you can start making that plan, short-term and long-term plan, as you get out to make sure you're not totally shocked about what you're going to see.
You know, Philip, what would you say? I mean, you've had to, I mean, in terms of your advice, what would you say for that service member who's in right now or that transitioning veteran?
Well, first, I want to say Mark right there provided some great advice. The only additional thing I would say is, you know, reach into some of these programs that VA has to offer, because they're going to provide some of those transitional skills, or if you're looking at entrepreneurial skills, provide some of those, so that way you're in a better position to either go into civilian employment and wherever you land, or you can start already developing your plan for your small business, and go into a small business as you transition.
You know, would you both say, got 1 minute, would you both say that networking and mentorship have made a significant difference in your lives in terms of, you know, the network, and also maybe even the networking that you have of federal veterans or people who you have served with, or people who have served in the same branch, or just as a fellow veteran, have you found that to be a significant advantage that you have in making your way through this career path and everything else, Mark?
it's made all the difference in the world. When you get into a job, you need to make sure that someone there who understands the office politics, understands what goes on within an organization, someone who is seasoned, can help you understand what's needed, what's required of you, as well as how to be promoted and to adjust to things that you'll see. So it is priceless and valuable to have that sort of mentorship, as well as help you network that you understand what you need to do in order to succeed.
Philip, what would you say?
Well, absolutely. I support Mark, what he just said, and networking is part of that, and also that assimilation. How do you make sure that you have those assimilation skills, those business skills, so when you transition in, you're ready to go.
We talked to the American Legion. We've talked to the VA Accelerator. You can find their programs at legion.org. You can find the VA Accelerator at vaaccelerator.com. The VA Accelerator is a program from the Department of Veteran Affairs. You can get online and you can take these courses that's going to help you in business. Some of the soft skills, communication skills, entrepreneurship, starting a business. The Legion has a number of programs and services. And I think, Mark, you said 14,000 posts, right? Is that correct?
Across the country, correct, sir.
Across the country that are out there. If you're a veteran who needs help, you don't have to be a member. You can walk into one of these posts or you can call the Legion. You can find their information, legion.org. You can find out where these posts are that's near your home. Walk in there, get the help that you need. Even if you are thinking about maybe making a transition or anything like that, walk on in and then talk to connect with both of these programs and then get the help you need. Do not be too proud. All of us as veterans, we've served. We've done some great things for our country. Now take advantage of the benefits. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on FedAccess. I think this has been helpful. I want to keep on talking to you both as we keep on talking about these veteran issues.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
You've been listening to FedAccess with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. FedAccess with Derek T. Dortch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.